much less than the Mishnah. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, vis-a-vis and all, so there is only one criteria, whether it's a Nekev that has a Chisor, or a Nekev that has no Chisor. So we have to determine as to whether the series of Nikobi, whether Leivim Chisor, Leivim Chisor, add up to the Rif Chalakoni. How do we determine that? By cutting out that portion of tissue that has many Nikobi, and we put it on the mouth of the corner of the oaf, and then we observe as to whether the Nikobin together with the solid space between one Nekev and another, whether they add up to Rif Chalal HaKone or not. That's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. V'im nechzero, so Rambam says, v'im nechzero k'aker eshorim. Yek sheirim, so it's very strange that the Mechaber doesn't really discuss that question. He should discuss it. He doesn't really discuss it. There are more discussing. V'im nechzero k'aker eshorim. V'im nechzero k'aker eshorim. So, I mean, as far as this query is concerned, how is it that Chava doesn't discuss the din of Nekev Shnei Chisor and Oaf? The answer is because the Mechava in Siddalet says, V'nitav Kinapo, Chit Chalokim Amuk of Kinapo, Simal Bechor Hakone, V'nitav Kinapo, Hakone Asor. So, Mele means that the same criteria applies to Nekev Shnei Chisor, even though the coming like in an apple, he deals with the coming shame of his own, but since he doesn't say anything, he doesn't mention any other criterion regarding the solving, so the implication is that he means that. And that's what the Rambo, and this is how the Rambo understood, and that's why the Rambo first mentioned the Shittas of Ifn Rambam, because that's really the Shittas of the Mechab. The Nechzer Oga Kera Shalei, Yei Shemarim Yishari, Kumayim Kumakina. There is only one criterion. We can't apply the other criterion, because the other criterion would be too large a shiur for an oaf. Because a nitzer would be larger than the whole circumference of the halal akone of the oaf. Wow. But the Rosh is ready. And Rashi Shite, and the Rosh says that Rashi Shite is also like that. But it is the Rosh who says it. The Rosh says, V'yei she'ilim v'nisharim ha'godel v'figodle v'yakotel v'figodle v'v'yir ha'shiyo she'u v'vei mo'kisa. Now, this doesn't tell us anything. In other words, it has to be according to the ratio that Enisa, in a behemo we have two criteria, right? We have one criterion we have is Reiv Hekev HaKone, and the other criterion is the Isa. So in other words, the ratio, we have to consider the ratio. The ratio of the ratio that an Isa bears in other words, the ratio that the circumference of a nisa bears to the circumference of the halal koneabe. So let's say, if the ratio between the circumference of a nisa and the circumference of the halal koneabe is 1/3, so then it will mean that by if also, in other words, in nechzero, gargere shaleif, if there is a nekev with chisor, in the gargere shaleif, so if, assuming that the ratio between a nisa and the circumference of the kone abheimo is 1/3, let's say it's 1/4. So then, in other words, so to be matviv, if the chisor, the size of that nekev that has a chisore is 1/4 of the size of the kone of the nekev. That's the shita of Rashi Rosh. V'yeshemrim v'nisharin ha'kotel l'fikotlei v'akotel l'fikotlei l'fi'erech according to the ratio ha'shiu shu b'beim o kizim. The ratio. Yeshemrim she'nif chisok moidales. In Now that's Rashi's pshat in Nifri Zog Midales. She in Nifri Zog Midales, she lo nita la pras el etolo veimeit, vizokov shom kideles, al pio ahubo, kim shadeles seisim hanekev, צורר שיהיה הפחס גודל כדי שניקון העיס וייצא בייסא דהיינה ייסא מחייסא. Because if the פחס is exactly an איסא, so then it will not go through. You can't, let's say, if you have here a naked of a quarter, you will not be able to push through freely a quarter through that naked. Unless you'll tear it, you'll widen the naked here on the paper. In order to push through freely, with comfort, a quarter, so the naked in the paper has to be more than a quarter. This is what he's saying. That's Rashi's pshat. Now, then Sivov mentions the Rambam pshat, even though either one or the other is the pshat in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara could not have meant both, but since a certain thing is mentioned according to one Rishi, and another din is mentioned in the Gemara called another Rishon, so the Mechaber, many times he does it. So he passes both din. But actually it's on the basis of Sofik, because the Gemara could not have meant both Pshatim. The Gemara meant one or the other, either what Rashi says it meant, or what the Rambam says. But with Sofik, so in other words, we have to be matriv in any one of these two cases. All right. יש אמרים שניקבו נקב מפורש בשני זודים, אף על פי שנקב כשיקונס בייסר לרובי, די ניקו בייסר אסור. ניסדיקו כולו לאורכו, אף על פי שלחוס ממנו כלום, אסור. ואם נישה ממנו כלשהו, למעלה או למטו, במוקי מורו ולשחית הקשירו, מפני שכל מה שהצבו נמשך, הסדק היצג והליך, הילקח עוד החול. So it will be cured by itself. In other words, we see that a naked width-wise is more damaging than a naked length-wise. All right. Ninkwa limato mikim shchito bimasho trei. Why? Because limato mikim shchito nikagere says it be nidin kereye, the Gemara says. Nidin kereye. So nikume sarei is bimasho. Motso gagere she nifziko yuchosa bin yudua. Im nase mechayi. Will you have lich place? Shemachmas hashchita nase, sheshochat b'shnei mikemes. In other words, sometimes it could be that machmas, it could be nipsik or machmas hashchita. So in other words, so why should we be chayshish that it became what happened? He saw after the shchita, he looked at the gargares, at the windpipe of the behemoth, and he saw that in one circumference, so it was severed berube. I mean, did he expect that it shouldn't be severed berube? Then he wouldn't have shecht it. In order to shecht it, he can shecht it in any position, in any circle around the gageres. But, so why should he be cheshish? Maybe it was because the gageres mechai. After all, he was sheikh of the behemo. What does sheikh of the behemo mean? That he has to cut El Chol HaPoches, the rope of the Gargeres, and the rope of the Veishet. So naturally you'll find in one position, one ring, one circle of the Gargeres is severed. Rubei or completely. So that is no way to say, on the contrary, if he will not find it severed, then it will be a riot that the Shechita was not Gedi. So, in other words, so the Ramo is explaining, I mean, how is there a problem? Motzo Gargeres and Yifziko, or Yichosef. So in connection with Motzo Gageres and Nifziko, so how could there be doubt as to whether it's Mechaim Lachashrite? It should be assumed that it's Lachashrite. So the answer is, V'lo yuchal lisleish shemachmas hashrite nase, sheshochat mishne mikenes. In other words, the halach is, we learned Lachashrite, that even if you shecht it like this, now it's all torn up, it's always becoming. Can't make any demonstrations here. So the halacha we learned in the Hashkite that not only if he shecht it in one place, but suppose he'll shecht one third here and then one third here. So together it'll be rov. So it's also a good shechita. So in other words, if he knows that he was sheikh in Mishneh Mikilas, he was sheikh at 1/3 a year, and then 1/3 a year. So together it's off, so it's a good shchite. But as far as his shchite is concerned, he should find in one ring cut. So then when he looks after the shchite, he looks at the gargeres, he finds it's cut berube, it's severed berube, and that couldn't have been the result of the shchite because he knows. He alerted himself to the fact that he was sheichet b'shnei mikemes. So he should find in each single place only a third of the circle of the circumference of the gargeres cut, not 2/3. And then he finds in a different place, he finds cut. So then there is a possibility that after the shchite, so a cut occurred by itself, especially in such a case where he made cuts in different places. So then, as a result of moving and throwing the behemoth, so by itself, there might be a certain cut. So that's the shaila. So poiska b'mokim achri avireim. Imim shovim sheimo, that's a kofi. V'mavaso. ומדמין אלו מחוליה לחוליה ומבר חוליה ובר חוליה אבל מחוליה לבר חוליה ובר חוליה לחוליה ויונו אין הבקים בבדיקים ויש להטרי בכל עניין וכל דינים אלו דיני כולו וחיסורים בגרגרס הם דווקא כשידוע שמחבס חיל אבל נעשה מחבס קייץ או עם אחת לדידון ולבקינום בבדיקה סבישת תחיפה בכל עניין וחיישינון שמוניקה בבישת וליגורה מיילו הויו הצבוח מלוכלר בדם כמו שנצבויה, לילה סמלמדים. הקונה בסייפה משנכנס תחס החוזה מספציה. So that's the ocean of Russia. And all the Rishim mentioned it. And this is the basis for the asoge of all the doctors who wrote about the medicine in the Talmud. But it, as Dor HaShulchan says, mispatzil does not have to mean mamish branch out. Mispatzel might mean that it's in that area, it's very close. Umishom yiporid vohoyo lishlei shoroshim. Shlei shoroshim. Now, there is a pasuk in Bereishis. We know Yetzi Meiden, Lehashkis es Agon, Umishom Yiporid Vohoyo Labo Roshim. Now, there is a certain difficulty because Chidekel is mentioned and Fros is mentioned. Now, we know what Chidekel is, Diglas, and Fros is Euphrates. And it's... So it doesn't conform to the mitzias, to the geographic realities of today. So that's no difficulty because as a matter of fact, some Rishonim even discuss that. So they say, some Rishonim say that the Mabul wrote a geographical change in the whole, wrote a geographical change in the structure of the earth, the Mabul. Because we see from the Torah that the Mabul wrought a change even in the organic life of in your animal life. The Torah says after the Mabul, so the Torah says עוד כלים אורץ, זרע וקוציה, וקיר וחיל, וקיץ וחיר ויהיה ולילה יש בייסו. It's much might appear from this passage that the climate on the earth, I mean the comparative climate on the continents of the earth, I mean, so let's say near the equator it's one climate, let's say in Eretz Yisrael you have rain only, let's say certain months, And then let's say, and the same thing is true, let's say, in Los Angeles, California. I mean, so you have a certain climate. So that climate dates back to the marble. I mean, but prior to the marble, the physical structure of the earth was different. So mainly it's no kashim as to the non-conformity, the non-geographical, the geographical non-conformity to the posse, to the description here in Bereishis. Because here the Torah tells us how it was at the beginning of creation. And today it's already after the marble. So in other words, that's why there is no exact conformity. But I saw in one Mifoesh, I don't remember whom I saw, and he said that when the Torah says, Vino yeitzei me'eden l'hashki sesagon u'mishom yipoet, it doesn't mean that it's mamish, it branches out. So he mentions certain psukim, Tanakh, I don't remember, that the term yipoet can be used in respect to something that is close to another, even if it doesn't branch out. So the term yipoet. So certainly, I mean, when Rashi says mispatzel and umyipoet, it does not necessarily mean that it branches out. It means that it's in that vicinity. So we can use that expression. All right. הכל מסייב משנכנס תחס החוזה מספצי ומשום יפועית והוא יום שלי שרושי הוא אחד ניתר לראי ויחד מקובית ויחד לראי ושמושתו מקובוסם במש so now there is a מחלוק is a shame because there is one shite that vis-a-vis the kone of the kovit the vina keiva so it's not the mash but the mechaba paskun is that all the three tubes so it's mikuvosom b'mash מי הוא בקונה הלב שהוא שומן שירד בן הרוגי סורי אל הלב וגילו ליז בניקובים קטנים דקים והיינה רביסאי ולו מיקרה ניקובים וקושי All right, now. Actually, I thought that I would be able to start, ma'am, but I suppose that you'll probably be impatient. So we won't start it, but tomorrow we should be ready on the tour and the Shulchan Aruch Mem Memalev. As a matter of fact, part of Memalev and Membei is covered already, and all of Membei. But all right, we'll go over it again. So you should be ready. And Mem and Memalev and Membei and Membei. I mean, Membei and Membei we actually covered already, and we should try to go over Mendalid also. Mendalid also. It's not difficult. Mendalid also, the tool and the Mechaba. Now, I just want to tell you, there is a certain difficulty in the tool, in Sinemem. And Dr. Bowden, I mean, I'm not criticizing him, but he says a lot of nonsense in Simen Lamed Gimel. If you do look in Dr. Bowden's book, the translation, but just ignore, I mean, what he says. He says there is a certain difficulty in the Tur in Simen Mem. The Tur in Simen Mem says, Halev yesh leidimu chalolim, echot kotel beemtza, veechot kotel bimineh, veechot kotel bismeh. Veechot kotel bismeh, of course, I mean, in men and in mammals and even in north. So there are four chambers, two ventricles and two organs. Now the Rambam says that there are two chambers. So apparently the Rambam says that there are two chambers, two halolim. And the Gemara doesn't mention how many halolim. The Gemara speaks of chol godl and chol kotl. We learned that Gemara. So the chol godl has reference to the ventricle, and the chol kotl has reference to the organ. But how many, the Gemara doesn't mention any number. The Rambam mentions there are two halolim. Two halolim. So the Rambam knew that there were four chambers in a human being and in the behemo and in another. In an amphibian, so there are three chambers. But in a behemo and in an off, I mean after all, that is negea only behemo and an off, it's not negea. It has no relevance to an amphibian animal So in amphibian animals, so there are only three chambers. But in the behemoth, you know, there are four chambers, two ventricles and two organs. So when the Rambam says there are two chambers, two halakhim, because why does the Rambam say that? Because the Gemara speaks of Holgot and Holgot. So when the Rambam definitely, when he says two chambers, he means the whole Gottel, the two ventricles he considers as one, he counts as one, maybe it's better that way, because it's better that to say that the right ventricle and the right auricle, so they are together, so he calls one, and the left ventricle and the left auricle, he also calls one. So it's a question of nomenclature, of classification. So when the Rambam says there are two chambers, because he calls the right ventricle and the right auricle as one chamber, and the left ventricle and the left auricle as another chamber. Now the Torah says halev yesh li gimul cholim echad gotel beemtza ve'echad kotem b'minei ve'echad kotem b'smei. Now, so Dr. Bowden, I mean, I have nothing against him, but he says nonsense. He says that the Rambam was influenced by the medicine of Galen and Hippocrates, and the Torah was influenced by Aristotle. I mean, to say that the Torah was influenced by Aristotle, that's nonsense. Because the Rambam read Aristotle and he knew he was evoking Aristotle. But still it's nonsense. But the Torah, I can assure you, that the Rosh and the Torah didn't read Aristotle. I mean, to say that they were influenced by Aristotle is sheer nonsense. But I think that what the Rosh and the Torah, when they say that Halev Gimul Yishle Gimul Halolim, I don't have a diagram of the heart, but you have the right ventricle, and you have the right auricle together, and then you have the left ventricle and the left auricle, and the left ventricle. So apparently, the Tur and the Rosh, they consider the two ventricles as one. They count as one. So in other words, you see, Halev Yesh Leigimul Chololim Echad Gotel Beemtza. So what he means, b'emtza, he means the two ventricles, they are together, they come together. So he calls them one. And then at the side of one ventricle, you have an auricle, the right auricle, and the other side, let's say, and one ventricle here, and then you'll have one auricle here. So he calls, that's why he calls it b'emtza. It doesn't mean mamish b'emtza, because you have the two ventricles here, and then you have an auricle, I mean, and the blood comes from the auricle into the ventricles, and then it goes from the ventricles into the arteries. So you have the two ventricles, so that he calls b'emtza. And then you have one auricle, the right auricle here, and then you have the left auricle here. So when he says echad gotel beemtza, he means both ventricles together. V'echad kotem b'mine, he means the right auricle. V'echad kotem b'smele, he means the left auricle. I mean, it's very simple. I can't understand why Harav Levin didn't straighten out Dr. Bowden. I mean, it's such a simple thing, but he says a lot of nonsense. So I just want to mention. I would like to go over Simen Mem and Mem Aleph and Mem Beis and Mem Beis and Mem Gimel and Mem Gimel, and maybe we'll be able to go over also Mem Daleth, because most of these sweet sifim we already discussed. So what it means is,
even though actually there are four chambers, two ventricles and two auricles, but the two, the Rosh, all those who say Yom Haloli, so they call the two ventricles, they count as one, the two ventricles. And then, that's why they call it the Emitza. And they count as one. And then the right auricle is two, and the left auricle is three. Now the Rambam, Pirsha Mishnah, says there are two chambers. So apparently he calls the right ventricle and the right auricle, since they come together, so he counts as one, and the left ventricle and the left auricle also as one. All right. Nikav, so Halev Yishbuch Halol Mechkot B'emtza Mechkot B'imini Mechkot B'ismail. Nikav Ad Le'echot Mechalolim, because the Gemara discusses whether it's Chol Godel, that means the ventricle, or Chol Kotten also. So the Maskot of the Gemara is Chol Kotten also. So Nikav Ad Le'echot Mechalolim Treim. Vafil Chilev Hatarfshi. Shel Chilev Seimanekev We have a steamer. So in other words, that all the Rishonim agree that the Chilev Hatarfshe, that's the sack in which the heart is contained. I think it's called parietal pericardium. There's a sac in which the heart is contained. So that is not seisim. Why? Because it's not seisim nekev. Why? Because it's not mihudek. It's in the form of a geva, of a cap. So in other words, on the mele, it's not mihudek very well. So on the mele, it's not seisim. It's not seisim nekev. There is a machleket resheni about the epicardium, so the Mechaber passes the Chumen Alev Atzmi, that's the epicardium. Chilev Talfish Alev is the parietal pericardium. And the Chumen Alev Atzmi, that is the epicardium. So, and that there is a Machlekes. But the second which the heart is contained, the parietal pericardium, all the Shenim agree, because that's a Gemara Mefereshes. We learned it. That it's not saying because it's not mihudik. We have a steam, utreiv. Vim lo yigi ha-nekev l'cholol k'sheil. Suppose the nekev does not penetrate into the cholol, into the chamber of the heart, so k'sheil. V'medvorim amurim sh'nikvav machmas cheil. Abo, so then we say, if lo yigi ha-nekev l'cholol k'sheil. Abo im nikav b'kei tzu b'machad, af l'machutz treiv. In other words, if somebody opens up the behemoth after shchit, and then he finds the machat in the halaguf, it's not sticking in any internal organ. So it's also treifa misofik, because since the machat was there in the lifetime of the behemoth in the halaguf, so it's very likely that in the course of the vibrations and the movements, the cause of the vibrations and the movements of the behemoth, so that machat stuck into one of the internal organs, let's say the intestines or the stomach, whatever, and it penetrated through and through. So memele, if we find the machat l'chalaguf, so misofik we are matri the behemoth, lest it stuck into one of the internal organs, which becomes a treife when there is an echo. Alright, so here too, if we know that the nekev originated in a disease, and we see that this nekev does not penetrate into the hollow, so then it's kshevo. But if we find that the keitz or the machat is sticking in the membrane of the heart, so even though it does not penetrate into the hollow, but we have to differentiate that before it stuck into the membrane of the heart, maybe it stuck and punctured. It punctured one of the internal organs. Avul nika בקיצר מחת ובחוץ רגל אף ומחת שנמצא חול הרבה אם התרפק תובל לקו מלא השם ואם מחת נמצא בי suppose we find the מחת inside the heart אף על פי שנמניקה בחוץ רגל even though it's not sticky but we found it in the hollow, in the chamber of the heart so it's also trefek because how did it get into the heart so we say that it might have gotten into the heart by puncturing the heart because yeah so it's like loshna lochelis machat im stakre beliebe afal gab the loibi kaftreif why because how did it get into the heart so by puncturing Vahane milek im stakhene bisin peine de libeli gaboy de lesle duchteli meivak in other words so that means so I mean as the poskim explain the halachas leiles says that its treife if it is found in the heart itself so then its treife under all circumstances if it was found in the simpen of the heart and the simpen of the heart is presumed to have reference to the aorta that's called the simpen of the heart and from the Gemara it appears that it's possible for something to come from the trachea let's say machat so in other words so it's a machat that it's possible for a machat let's say to be swallowed to drop into the trachea and then since the aorta is close to the trachea so Mele Rashi says mispatzel but we don't have to say that it ventures out it's close so since the aorta is very close to the trachea so it's possible without puncturing any internal organ that the machat should drop into the windpipe and then from the windpipe it should drop into the aorta because the aorta is very close to the trachea so without puncturing so it's now if the machat was found in the heart itself then it's treife under all circumstances if it was found in the simpen of the heart which is the aorta so then it depends the hanemile kim mishtakche misimpeine di libe ligavoy di lesle duchte le meifak vichirei shalitatoi di chavo di ose nikube minke vautreve avol kupe litatoi du aile o disimpeine rabe talino dilme bahadit ishaale as it coughs so poultry so it throws it out through the phlegm through the spittle through the phlegm as it coughs the arzuki isur elav milzi the nafkin oso vinokam duchta achriti atka now so it's a very obscure malachilis but this Yosef explains it as follows in other words that if the needle was found in the heart it is treife in all circumstances regardless whether it is the thick edge is litatoye the thick edge the coupe of the needle happens to be directed litatoye downward towards the halal aguf or the thick edge is directed towards the reish of the behemoth. It doesn't make any difference if the needle was found in the heart itself it's treif under all circumstances because then it means that it already punctured but if the needle was found in the aorta so then it depends if the needle was found in the aorta in the aorta so and the Now, turn to the Bais Yosef. He explains it. Now he says, V'zeh l'shin ha-rajbo, v'tir ha-sabayis, v'eich ha-ne mishtak ha-milibe, v'yisparish b'gmore, v'arav b'al ha-lochez kosav, v'umachted hi-shtak ha-milibe, the first line, the second line, in the Bais Yosef, av'al gav lo'i lika av-trei, v'pane milik im-shtak ha-bispune de-libe li-gavoy, v'lo'yis le-tuchte le-meivak, v'chirei shal-it-atoye de-cham ed-osim ikubin lo'ki mit-treive, av'al kupil it-atoye, v'lo'yolo bispein rabbe, that's the aorta, talim on dilma bahad de-shale est kovs, powderlo, so it will spit it out. V'is chazuke b'yisur elav milzi, d'navke b'osom v'nakvi b'tuchtachi, that kind of shit. Kachu, הנוסחה האמיתית בדבר ברוך הדלס, הוא קצת ספר רבי נגישו יסיבה, וצורך לימא כושת גפת. הוא ביור דברו, כשנמצא סמחת בסימפן עליי, נראו אותה, בפנים, וראי שמחת, וראי שמחת, כלה בפנים, אף על פי שאיני רשום נקב, בלעיב טריפה, וכיוון שהיא בפנים הסימפן, שהוא מוקים דוחוק, והן יחיל לוצס משום, ויחודו לצד מטו, ודאי ניקבו בכניסוס. אבל אם חודו לצד מיילו, או in other words, so the ריש המחת, that means the thick edge of the needle. The thick edge of the middle, the needle, the קופה, היא סקילה בפנים. היא סקילה בפנים. So that means that the needle went with the thin point, was headed with the thin point, because the thick edge, now let's say, this is the thin edge, and this is the thick edge. So if the thick edge, Reisha Machat is Kilapipnim, so that means that way it was found in the water. So it was falling that way, with the thin point, with the thin edge, heading with the thin edge. So then we say it's treif. Why? Because aval pishin nira shum nekev leiv treifo v'chivshiv mishibivnimi hasim pein shumokim dochuk v'nichil lotzis mishom v'chudol itzamado vaday niklo bechlisosom. So we say that as the needle dropped into the aorta, how did it drop into the aorta? By puncturing the membrane of the aorta, not by falling through the mouth of the aorta. You see, the narrow mouth opening of the aorta. Because since we see it's directed that way, with the thin point of the needle this way, so Memele, in all likelihood, how did it drop into the aorta? By puncturing the aorta. So Memele, it's straight. Bashein came, when Yochel lo tzimshom, v'chudo tzimato, v'ade niko v'chnisoso. Avo l'imchudo litzad mailo. So Kupo, but suppose the thin point is litzad mailo, and the thick edge is downward. So that means it fell this way. It couldn't have punctured because it's too thick to go through the membrane of the aorta with the thick edge. So memele, we say, avlo fudol tzad mailo, kupo vadai, this is the kupo, the thick edge. Lo yochli konis bichni ma'asimpen. Ma'asimpen. Elo bimoki marochav ma'asimpen. So I suppose that even though that is unusual, that it just happened to push itself through the mokim rochim, the relatively wide opening in the aorta, mokim rochim ma'asimpen. Because it's too thick to puncture. So it, without puncturing the aorta, so it got into the aorta. So maybe it's not fake. But then there is another question. V'chitei menes reno, mishum shesefer likoneis, yeiser likei. We see from all these Rishonim, I mean, we see it from the Pshat of the Rishonim, that every Sirach is Osea, because it is safer in Okev, so the Meili becomes straight right now, and we see it from this Halachas Deiles. The Halachas Deiles discusses another question. Even if the thick edge is downward, and it was dropping, and the needle was dropping, with the thick edge, was heading in the direction of the thick edge. So mainly you say it entered the aorta without puncturing. So it's without puncturing, because it couldn't have punctured. Because since it was falling that way, it couldn't have punctured. It's the thick edge could not have punctured. So, but then, let us say that since it is destined that this thick edge, true, we found the needle inside our aorta with the thick edge downward. But if the behemoth had not been slaughtered when it was slaughtered, so then it was destined, the needle, why should we say that the needle was destined to puncture, to come out from the aorta and to puncture the aorta. In other words, it will turn itself over. True, we found it this way. So that means that at the moment when the behemoth was nishchat, that was the direct deposition of the needle. But if the behemoth had not been nishchat, so then the needle could have turned over and could have gone out of the aorta by puncturing with the thin point. So in Mele, we should say that even though the Sheikh had managed to slaughter it before the needle had an opportunity to come out of the aorta by puncturing the aorta with the thin edge, but since it was destined to puncture the aorta, so the melee it should be considered treife, even though it did not puncture the aorta. So that would be true. The Halacha Deiles says, if the only way to get rid of the needle would be by the needle puncturing the aorta, but it's very likely that we cannot say that the needle was destined to come out by puncturing the aorta. No, we say that in all likelihood, this needle would have come out by the behemoth's coughing. And when the behemoth would cough, so then it would come out through the mouth. This is what Al-Khadila says. V'riteime nesreno mishum sesefer ikones yeisa v'linkei. And then it will turn over. So it doesn't have to come out, you know, with the thick edge. So it will come out with a thin edge. Lihoche lihashinon. Ditalinon. Dilme kishetishel, when it will cough. Tivli, they say. So, vichel lihashinon, dilme nafkuse noosom, nafke duch tachrite. Da'azuke isu eloi marzikinon. So this is now, let's see, the lotion of the Baruch HaDiles again. Loshen al chadilis, machat em shtakche b'libe, aval gab du likav treib, v'anem b'lik em shtakche b'isimpeine, di libe, ligavoy, when, it's not what, so if it was found in the heart, in the chamber of the heart, so under all circumstances it's chayfo, whether it's kupa miligad or kupa milibar, it doesn't make any difference, but if it was found in the simpen of the heart, in the aorta, so then it depends. So if it was found with the thick edge, towards the thick edge, towards ligavoye, towards the front, that means the thin edge towards the halal aguf, so then it is destined to come out not through the coughing and through the phlegm, but it's, in all likelihood, is destined to come out by puncturing, because after all, it was in that position that it was easy for the needle just to come out by puncturing. So the lesson, the little gavoid, lesson, duchtele mefak, except by puncturing.
So Mamela eats straight for even though he didn't puncture. Since it was destined to come out through puncturing, so even though the Sheikh had happened to share the behemoth immediately before the needle had an opportunity to come out by puncturing, so it's also plain. I mean, this is based upon the Shittas of Sheni, that even if there is no necking in the internal organs, but if it's destined to become perforated by itself without any human intervention, just by nature taking its course, it's destined to become perforated, it becomes trivial right now. I mean, there's the same concept that is expressed by Teisvish, Pshatim Sirtres. So even though a nekev wasn't formed yet, but since in the long run it is destined to occur, so it becomes trivial. So here too. So then we can say that it's destined, even though the possibility is not excluded, even when that somehow it will turn itself over and then it will come out by puncturing through the thin edge. But that's only a mere possibility. It's not destined to bend that way, because it's very likely that it will come out through the coughing of the behemoth. So mimele, avul kupeli tatoyed la'ayel bispein harabe, talinon dilo bahad nishale, sit kops, paltele, varzuki isur lav milzi, nafki mosom nakim tutachin atkan. Anyway, you see, Paul Lachazeles, that he also agrees with that chitin, that the behemo can become treimo without any organic defect taking place before the shrite, as long as there is such a situation that it was destined that an organic defect should take place, so in the melee, it is straight. Now you can ask, let's say, if a behemo is afflicted with tuberculosis, so in the terminal stage, the final stage of tuberculosis, the lung is completely decayed, and completely perforated, and it becomes like poso shorifigere. So, but still, we don't think. So, the doctor will say it has to be scraped off because it's diseased tissue. But if after the shritten, upon examining it, we find that the lung is not deteriorated. So it's not treifei, but according to all these rishonim, we say that the sirche is treifei because it's destined to develop in nekev. So memele here too, the answer is when we find the sirche in the lungs, so then it's destined in all probability. But when we find that behemo was affected with the initial stage of tuberculosis, so we don't say not every tuberculosis is destined, to become some people who have tuberculosis. And I suppose some cattle who have tuberculosis of the lung, some melee, the lung deteriorates. But other cases of tuberculosis doesn't deteriorate to such an extent. So mainly that's the reason as to why a behemoth that is afflicted with tuberculosis in the initial stage is not treifei. Atkam. Knei aleiv, dinik aleiv, v'yosa b'mashu, v'yu achilev shaldik na'arug. Actually, there are two mishnayos in the Gemara. As to whether, knei aleiv, dinik aleiv, I'm sorry. I mean, the two mishnayos in the Gemara is in regard to the knei akovit, but not in regard to the Knei Aleiv. So the Gemara says that Knei Aleiv Dinik Aleiv Liosa B'mashu. But there is a machlekes, what is the Knei Aleiv that is Liosa B'mashu? That's Liosa B'mashu. So, V'hu Achilev Shal Deifnei Aruv V'arambam Pireish Knei Aleiv V'amizri Kagod L'Hayitzim En L'Reil. So one pshat in Knei Aleiv is that it's the aorta.
לפני הלב, תניק הלב לא עושה ממשהו, והאחיל אפשר לפני הרוב. והרמב״ם פירש, קני הלב הוא המזרק הגודל, היצי ממנו לרעי.
So the doctors, I mean, wrote on the medicine in the Talmud, Navyaski, Pavli, Dr. Bowden, I mean, so they all say, except for Dr. Katzenelson, he is not a pshat, but he doesn't seem to conform to reality. So they all say that when the Rambam says, Knei Aleiv, Hu HaMizrek HaGodel HaYeitzei, Mimenu L'Reyo, so then he has reference to the pulmonary artery. The pulmonary artery. Alright. So one pshat in Knei Aleiv is that it's the aorta, and the other pshat is that it is the pulmonary artery. Nital Aleiv, Bein Miyad, Bein Mimachmas Cheili, Cheili. Now, so the Torah says that if the heart was removed, so it is a treatment. So in other words, from this Torah we see, that no one knew until lately that it's possible for a person to have the heart removed, or even that the heart should be stopped functioning for some time, for a number of hours, and that the patient should be able to survive. I mean, after all, this is the basis of all the open heart surgery. So, I mean, in the course of the open heart surgery, so the heart doesn't function, and the doctors use a substitute for the heart, you know, a heart and lung machine. But until 30 years ago, so everybody, I mean, the greatest scientists, the greatest doctors, thought that it's impossible for a person to survive without the heart functioning for more than 5 minutes. It's impossible. I remember that years ago, I was a young boy, I mean, of 15. I had an argument with a certain doctor who studied in yeshiva of Shulchanon, and then he became a doctor. And he thought that just because he became a doctor, so he knows all the secrets of the universe. So he ridiculed, I mean, this din the Torah, because he had smicha from yeshiva of Shulchanon. And he said, I mean, that they didn't know. So I told him, you'll see. I told him, 10 years later, all the doctors will talk about, I didn't know, but I was sure. 10 years later, you'll see all the doctors will tell you that you were very naive and you thought that it's impossible for a human being to survive for more than 5 minutes, because in those days, when he studied in medical school, you see, he studied in medical school in between 1932 and 1935. So in those days, so he was told by all his professors that if the heart stops functioning, it's impossible for a person to survive, and there is no possibility even of a cure. So the same professor who told him, as a matter of fact, at that time I had, he's well known, the name, I won't mention his name, but so the same doctor, so he heard on one hand, so he heard from one professor of his in medical school that it's impossible for a person to survive with the heart not functioning for more than 5 minutes, because they had statistics that the heart did not function for 3 minutes and still the patient was able to be resuscitated. But for more than 5 minutes, it was impossible. And then another professor, and the name of the other professor was Professor Wilson, and he boasted as professor of physiology that he himself will ultimately develop life in the test tube. I mean, he was sure about that. That was 1933, Professor Wilson. He was one of the outstanding physiologists in that day, in Columbia University. So he boasted. So I told him that Pesi Yamil Chodova,
as far as being able to survive with the heart, not the natural heart, not functioning for more than 5 minutes, I just have emunah. I just have emunah. I'll be seichel. I cannot even see it, but I just have emunah. If the Rishonim mention it, so I have emunah. But as far as the word bring life in a test tube, so that's such nonsense that anyone who believes is a shaitan. So he comes within the pasuk of Pesi Yam L'Chodalo. And then he met me years later, so he said, you are right. I was wrong. I was a Pesi. Anyway, so in this too, so it's mentioned, Nital Halein, Bein Biyad, Bein Machmas Cheli, Strayed. So in other words, now you'll see, Teisves says that. Teisves at the beginning of Elu Treipes, we went over the Teisves. The Mishnah mentions in the first Mishnah all the traits. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nital Aleiv that is traife? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nital Aleiv that is traife? So Teisa says, when Nital Aleiv, that we wait on the Dalai. Nital Aleiv, Vorea, Vadakin, Leit, Strachle, Mishnah. They will call Nikobimu. It's already mentioned. It's mentioned Nikab Aleiv, some Mele, so Yech Machal Mosaimon. So in other words, so Tesis is that one. The Rambam, because of Mishneh, now the Rambam mentions in Perek Yud Hilcha Shchita, he mentions 70, I mean in detail, 70 traits. It's a question of classification, like this. So it's yutches, you classify it under 8 categories, and then yutches categories, yutches groups, and then, but if you spell it out in detail, each make, you know, separately, then you get a total of 7. So the Rambam has a list of 7. A list of 7. Now, so perikut mehilches shchite halachetes. Halachetes anyway, I mean, before the prine, you'll have to go over this Rambam, I mean, mimtsukolat reves amnuyes. Perikut mehilches shchite halachetes. So he mentions that's an exhaustive list. So the Kesef Mishneh asks Ikashe, how is it that the Rambam doesn't mention Nitl Aleiv? So Teitzve says that Nitl Aleiv is also treif. And why doesn't the Mishneh mention it? Because it's a kalachimah of logic. If Nikav Aleiv is treif, so Nitl Aleiv is certainly treif. But the Rambam doesn't content himself with that list that is mentioned in the Mishneh. And the Rambam gives an exhaustive list. So he should mention it all later too. So the Mishneh says, Vafalpi, Shedas Rabbeinu Shekoleiva, Sheim Nikav Treifer O Adin Im Nita L'Chosar O Nimtze Yeser, Mikol Mokim Limona Bachaserim O Neturim Yiserim, Elo Yvorim She'efshel Linoteil O Yim Lichoser V'tichli Abheimo Ktsazma. אבל יבורים שאם נינותו, יהיה אפשר לו להזכה עם אפילו שואה אחס, לא ימונו. לפי שזו לא יתיקחו טריפו, אלו נבאל. אלו נבאל. So the reason is why the Rambam doesn't mention Nitulas Aleiv, because the Rambam only mentions in detail all the treifes, that it's treife and it's evelons. But they can live for some time, 12 months is on a relative scale, it's quite some time. Mashenke Nitulas Aleiv, so he couldn't even live for 1 hour. So Memele, it's not treife, it's nevel. It's nevel. Now this doctor, so he said, you see, the Rambam, he was a doctor, so he wasn't so naive. So he said that this is nevel because you couldn't live. You couldn't live for more than 5 minutes, so I said. Because the Mishneh says in the Rambam, it couldn't live even 1 hour. So apparently, because the Mishneh realized that it's possible for a behemoth to live with the heart being taken out for almost an hour. Otherwise, if the Mishneh felt, it couldn't live for more than a few minutes, so he wouldn't say an hour. So why does the Mishneh say, so it's not because it must be dead the first minute after you take out the heart. No, because everybody agrees that a human being or a behemoth with the heart taken out during the open heart surgery, so they have the heart and lung machine attached to the patient. So that's the substitute, you know. So that fulfills the function of the heart. But without the heart and lung machine, a behemoth certainly, a human being or a behemoth, couldn't live for an hour. So Memele, since without anything, without any special device, so a behemoth or a human being couldn't live even for an hour, so Memele Al-Kedini becomes affected in this Anemele. Just as the Shach in Simen Lamed Gimel says that according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says that the Kubes Aveshet is Nevele, so it means it's affected with the Anemele Mechai. But it's Kechai, even if both Simonim Akot is considered Kechai. It's Kechai. If the husband had his both Simonim cut, Kulei, and he was mitzave, the sefer to write the get, so the get is a valid get. The Gemara says Mishorze. Certainly, when the patient is no kuf, so he could not be considered as dead al-Pidin, and still the according to the Shach's Pshat and the Rambam, so it's affected this on the Vele. First in the Vele. So it's Allah, even though it's Chai, it's affected in the Vele. So here too, since it could not live even for 1 hour, so Mimele it's affected this on the Vele. Not because it's dead. It's Chai, it can live. Alright. Yeah, but you see that the Tesves and the Tor, they are chilek on the Rambam Shini. And they hold, they mention Nitilas Aleiv, Bein Biyad, Bein Machmas Chilek Treike, so that means there is no Issa Nevele. There is no Issa Nevele. Why not? Because true, he couldn't live for an hour. But if the Sheikhet managed to share the Behemoth while the Behemoth was still living, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody took out the heart, removed the heart from the behemoth, and then 5 minutes later he was sheikhed it, and the behemoth was still alive. So it's not the time to miss the veil. So it's only affected in Issa Treife. So that's the machleket between the Rambam and Tesis. According to the Rambam, since it couldn't live even for one shot, so the veil becomes affected with the Issa Aleveil, even though it's considered high. And according to Tesis and the Torah, it's not affected this on the veil. Truth, it's not affected this on the veil. Right. Now, the Mechad. Halev, yesh le gimul chalov. Nikav leachod mem treiv. Vafilu im chilev, tarfish halev, seisme. Afilu im chilev, tarfish halev, seisme. Even though the peritial, pericardium, blocks it, because that's not hoduk. Avo, im shumen aleiv atzmei, that's the epicardium, the shumen aleiv atzmei, the epicardium, says mei skosh, because the only reason is why the Gemara says that the chilef talfish aleiv, the pericardium, so does not block, is because it's not mehudek, but the epicardium is mehudek, so memele, that constitutes a protection. V'yei shemrim, do a mahanes tima shumen aleiv. The mahane stima shumen aleiv. There is another shit. You see, that the chtalfish aleiv, the pericardium, is not the protection, is the gemara mefereshes. Because it's kikeva mimele, it's not mehudek. It's not mehudek. But Shuman Aleim, the Gemara doesn't discuss. So there is a machleike. So the Ran says, since the Gemara explains as to why the Talfish Aleim is not Seisei, on the basis of the fact that it's also Kekeva, so merely it's not Mehudek, but the Epicardium is not also Kekeva, so it is Mehudek. But the more the Haishit, the more that's the Ran. This is the Ran. So what the Mechaba says is the Ran Shit. When the Ramo says, is the Mordechai Shiti. That goes Soshi. V'yeish lochosh l'Yivayim. Nika v'lo yigiyal l'cholom. Im mach maschelik sheho. V'im miketu v'machat treif. Nim tzo machat v'lei. Aval pishin nika v'chutz treif. V'yua adin im nim tzo. Even though we don't detect any nekev in the heart. So it's still treif. Because how did it get into the chamber of the heart? So only by puncturing. So why don't we see Nekev? So maybe it healed temporarily. I mean, but that Nekev is destined to open up. Alright. Vo'adini nimtzo bitraf shedolibe. Bitraf shedolibe. In other words, if it was found in the pericardium, that's the sac of the heart. So it's also pain. Miu imlenim zorak bisimpin hagodol shelay da orta v'kupel ibar. Or that's the halacha delis. V'kupel ibar da hainel zat halal alei imre shamachat kigarin shel tamro ksheil. Because the Gemara says that when do we distinguish between kupel ibar and kupel gav? Only if the kupel, the thick carriage, is thick. But suppose it's not thick, suppose it's a kind of a needle, that even the thick edge is thin. But it's not as thin as the thin edge. So then, it's trefo. Because the only reason as to why you say kupim libar is not refor, because it couldn't puncture, because it's too thick. So only if it's a very thick needle. So the thick edge of a very thick needle, so it couldn't go out that way, it couldn't puncture. So then we have to say it took a root via the symbol. Via the symbol. Masha'imkein, if it is a small needle, so even the so-called thick edge is relatively thin, so then we don't attribute it to a root via the simple, because actually it's unusual for a needle to take a root via the simple. It can happen, but it's an unusual phenomenon. But when it's in the thick edge, if it's headed with the thick edge, so then we have proof that this unusual phenomenon happened. Masha'inke, if the thick edge is also thin, so then we don't have any indication that it took this unusual route via the simple. So it's straight. So what is called the very thick edge and what not? If the thick edge is as thick as kigarin shel tamro, then it's considered thick. But if it's less thick than the garin, than the pit of a date and the stone of a date, so then it's not considered thick. The talim of the nichnas derech hagreiras l'sim shiblev u'macha sherei shelimato, so it's not destined to come out by puncture. And say filinke, so then how will it come out? So it will come out by coughing through the phlegm. Va'abei motif l'nei se'al kichom inio, through the phlegm and the spittle. Knei aleiv, this is about Malach HaZeilus. Knei aleiv, shu knei shumen she'irein, b'shtei arug yisoreyo, v'chein amizrok ha'godol she'yitzim en olereyo, sh'nik africhu oli b'mashu treifo. So in other words, the two mentioned two pshotim. Two pshotim. So the Mechaber mentions both. Both. Now, so again, every time, not most of the time, when we find two pshotim in the Gemara, so the Mechaber will pass in both the Chumre. Even though the pshat in the Gemara is like one. In other words, according to one pshat, now the Gemara says the Kli Aleif is the Kvasi Dimashu. But the one pshat is that Kli Aleif is reference to the Aorta, and the other pshat is that the Kli Aleif is reference, as they say, that this is what the Rishayim mean, at the pulmonary artery. So Memele, the Mechaber mentions both. V'chein ha-mizrok ha-godel she'itz men al-reye she'nikol v'chol v'mashu treif. Nitel ha-leiv b'im b'yad b'im ha-chmaschil treif. Yeish b'sheime she'im shumen ha-leiv dobu b'leiv v'yodu k'meit mafridi neisei b'isaki v'nimtso shom oi b'hu v'ha-leiv kur adam oser v'im tzorich leimari nimtso b'chol nitzrach adam b'hu v'ha-boso hare u kikur adam u'treiv. Right now, I don't think it's possible for us to, because I have a certain point. All right, now, and this, the Neisi Keli mentioned a certain story that happened in the Gdeli Yisrael, I mean, the time of the crazy place, who are involved in that child. The Chacham Tzvi, the crazy place, I mean, were involved in that child. A very strange story. Now, I think that one of the mentions it. Now the Orach Shulcha mentions it, but I think one of the Nesikim here mentioned it. Alright, the Orach Shulcha mentions it, the whole thing. Now, let's see, we have a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, Tshuva Chacham Tzvi, and then the Kaisu Place discusses it. Ma'ase b'riva achas, sheposchot ha'nehiles, lehitzi ha'me'ayim, ve'achosol imedes etzlo. So there is a certain young girl, she opened up, she was probably a maid in a house, and she opened up it ha'nehiles, and then there was a cat. She wanted to take out the internals of the Tanagiles, and the cat was standing near her. The Omro Rivo, and then this girl said, Shalim Watson Levi Tanagiles, that she didn't find any heart in the Tanagiles. Ubalasabais Omro, but that Tanagiles was Nishreto, I mean, it was a living Tanagiles, and after the Shrite, so this girl opened up the Tanagiles. And there was a chosel, a cat was standing near. So the girl said, Shalimoto levi tanegeles. Ubalabayisomro, shebivadaya chosel chotfu alev. I mean, she was not a naive woman, the balasabayis. So she said, it's impossible, I mean, that this tanegeles lived for such a long time without a heart. So true, the girl says, that she didn't find any. She opened up and she didn't find. So the Balabai said, I suppose that the girl probably looked back for a moment, and while she looked back for a moment, so the heart fell out, you know, the fell out, and then the cat ate it up. Balabai saw Moshe vada achosul chotvo halev v'orimu vada liyishkicho kishenof halev le'aretz. Now the question was, is the Tanagiles muteres or not? So the Shaila came before the Chacham Tzvi. The Shaila came before the Chacham Tzvi. V'yichshiru gdila ador, mitam shedolorocheku, shelo yimtzo lev lebalcha. I mean, it's so unusual, I mean, that the Tanagiles should be able to live. So to live without a heart, vitalin and avim tzias rechek. So in other words, even though, I mean, she keeps on, she's convinced, she's taking all the shvuyas in the world, I mean, that she watched, she opened it up and she watched, and she didn't turn away her eyes from the Tanegeles, and she just didn't find a heart in the Tanegeles. So the Chacham Tzvi passed. The Chacham Tzvi passed that it's practically impossible for a Tanagiles to live without a heart, and this Tanagiles lived, otherwise it wouldn't have shechadet. So Mimele, she must have looked away for a second. And that second, So the heart fell out, and since the cat was standing, so the cat ate it up. So it's kosher. Vitalin and Abim Tzias Recheiko. Miu, imedi meidim, sherou psichas tanegeles, vilimtso reiv. Suppose there are two witnesses who stand all the time and don't look back at all, and they didn't see the heart. Now this is what the Chasuchim is. Now the Chacham Tzvi said that in regard to Yerimo. We only had the testimony of a girl. All right, so she could have looked aside, and so we have to be tailored. But suppose there are two waiting, and of course it means means, suppose there are two Eidim who don't even know, who don't have any experience in the anatomy of the behemo. So, I mean, so that's no raya. But let's say if two, the two Eidim happen to be two doctors who are very well versed in the anatomy of the Eidim, this is what the Hashulchan means, not just two laymen who don't know, who could make a mistake, I mean, who could make a mistake. They don't know where the heart is found. So they could, but if the two Eidim happen to be experts, and if they testify, and they are convinced they didn't look aside, so then, al pishnai meidim yopendovo, miu al punas aleivin lahakvit, v'av sheino kipinos ha'ativis mikom motu kosher, v'lumotzino b'gmoro v'poskim shetunas aleiv tahakim. So, kei mirlan is dying. So in other words, so this is what he says. So in other words, that's the Orach HaShulchan Shita, that if two Eidim, in other words, he agrees, he doesn't reject the Psak of the Chacham Tzvi. That's the Chum and the Chacham Tzvi. Because in that case, there were no two Eidim. And just a girl, and that girl is not necessarily a Pekia in the anatomy of an Eid, so she would have made a mistake. But if two Eidim who have expertise in the anatomy of the Eid, or of the behemoth, if they say they didn't see any heart, so then we have to be matrif. So then, if they say, Al Pishnai made him a kundomo, if they say they didn't find a heart, so that means he didn't have a heart. And let's say there is no chosl either, I mean, suppose in this particular case there was a chosl. Suppose there is no chosl either, and two doctors watch as they open up the the behemoth or the tanigeles, and they don't see any hearts. What can you do? So then he says, then we have to come to the conclusion that something unusual happened here. Something, a certain unusual phenomenon happened here. And so then it's treve, if it didn't have a heart, so then it is treve. But there are some achrenim who don't agree with our Hashulchan. And they say that this is so unusual, so even if two Eidim who happen to be tzaddiki and experts, so even if they come to Bezin, so we say that these two Eidim, Kvinum and Kinum, they are lying, that's all. Either they are lying or they were sleeping at a time. One of the two. So they don't agree with the psak of the Orach HaShulchan. All right. Mem Gimel, as Mem Gimel, we already went over the two, and but we'll go one over it again. Mem Veitz, Mem Gimel, and Mem Dalet. And Mem Dalet, Mem Hei is very small. Just to see.
Meten, Omar, we have to call you fugitives. Kazai, Shom, Imotimo. In other words, it doesn't mean that the kazayis, the minimum kovet, is left in any place. So it's not chayim. It has to be that minimum kovet has to remain intact in a particular place. Where? Near the gold ladder. Kavad bagavo oma bimokim shiichai. Bimokim shiichai. So one mandoma says that it's in the gallbladder, and another mandoma says bimokim shechai. Amar Rav Poppe, hilkar binon kazayis bimokim moro, u binon kazayis bimokim shechai. So here the Gemara itself says that since there is a machlekes, so we need both. We need both. Now, so mokim moro, so it's clear what it means. Bimokim shechayo, shakovit chayo mishon, dahayne mokim priyoso kishimuro, dvukata chazak lois. Zerichamim. In other words, so the first chant. Yulit mishnachine b'yisach esakoveit, ebrech glaz, v'intarafshi. There's a diaphragm. The diaphragm. But the first chant, the third shot means that mokim shirchayo means mokim priyoso, where it is suspended, where it is situated, beneath the kidneys. Now this is in the Kobeid, I think it's called the Kodei globe of the liver. This is a tail-like, it's a protuberance, and so it's a tail-like, it's called the Kodei globe of the liver. And that's, in cattle, it's under the kidneys, the Kodei globe, the tail-like part of the liver. And the cow, according to the second pshat, so it is the diet. So Mele and many of the Shemim say, since that pshat, that we need kazayis mokim moron, kazayis mokim shechayim, that's a gemorim for ashes. It's a gemorim for ashes. But two things left. But many of the Shemim say, since that pshat in mokim shechayim, whether it's the Kodei globe of the liver or the diaphragm, so Mimele near the diaphragm, I mean, that's what it means, near the diaphragm. So Mimele, we need three xenosin of the liver left in order to be checked. All right. אבל אם נשאר ממנו כזייז ממוקים מורה וכזייז ממוקים של חויו כשיו ובאיב הקר לפי גודל ולפי קוטנו לא יאויו אילו כשני הזייסים שלימים כל אחד עם קיימי אלו מסלקתים או יקרצודו קרצועו או עם רודודים בואי רבי אמיה מסלקת מהו קרצוע מהו בואי רבשת עם זה כזייז מעודד מהו כן so it's לחומר So it's freight, in other words, if it is not in the regular natural shape, but it has to be gathered. And so then it's like other appreciation and being a zek as I is mokim more, because I is mokim shechayo, train. Yobish, in other words, what it means like this. Let's say this is the liver. So suppose part of the liver was torn out. And then, you have another part of the liver, but it's all bimokimor. So then, it's not chair. And ketsua means in the form of a strap. Mirodoti means rag. Avo pishish ben bin ze kezai is bimokimor, kezai mokim shechayo trein. Yobish kezai is bimokimor, kezai is bimokim shechayo, ad she nifrach. Suppose you have a kazayis bokimor, kazayis bokim shechayo, but that is so dry that it just keeps on breaking. When it keeps on breaking when you scrape it with the nail, so then it's considered as if it doesn't exist because your beish to that extent that it's nifra b'tzipeiren is considered as if it doesn't exist. Some male it's right. חינות אותו, אבל אם נסליה, אז בגמור, אפילו במוקימור ובמוקים חיוס הקשיר, ואם צורך לימה לסליו בשום מקים שקשיר, נדל לעקוב את כל עם מוקים שמחו בשום, ועדיין הוא מחו בבטרף שאין דממברין של הקובד קשיר. קוצב הרמבה, קני הקובד, והם המזרוקים שבי הדם מזבשי, ימניקה, איך עוד מהן, טריב, All the, I suppose, I mean, I don't know, but the Knei HaKoveid, probably, there's probably the hepatic veins, ve'im ha-mizrokim shebei adom nizbashim, im nikaf echod mehen, triv. Because the hepatic veins are very important in the manufacture of bile that is ultimately transferred to the duodenum, and that is important in digesting the food. I suppose that this is what the Rambam means. Klei HaKoveid ve'im ha-mizrokim shebei adam nizbashim im nikaf echot mehen treif v'lo in here do machshirino afilo b'nitao kulei chutz mikazayis b'mokim moro v'kazayis b'mokim chiyuso. So b'meile these veins, these Klei HaKoveid, the hepatic veins, should not be more homo than the liver itself. if the liver itself is nikav, it's not treifo. So the hepatic veins, when they are nikav, shouldn't be treifo either. Machat shel mitzo mikoveit, bein im bo mifaneinu sholeim, oi chotuch, im tzadof sholeim, mitzad chalal habeimo, lechutz treifo. Afil mikoli tomo, mitzposar hakoveit. שאו בחי שישים, שמו נכנס דרך הבישת להדקים, ויוצא מהדקים לחלל הבימו, ונוקף, ומשום נכנס לקובית, שיהיו נכנס דרך סימפיין, לא יוכל לנוקי בצד הרוב שלהם. ואם הצד הדק שלהם כלפי חוץ, כשהו, שאו מתאירים, לימר דרך סימפיין שם. במה דבר אמורים אחת גסו, אבל בדקו יחיד. הוא התחיל פה, בכל עניין, שהרוב לינקים בצד האוף שלהם. כוסף הרשבו, ואינו נמקים איזה גסו, איזה דקו, הילקר בין בזו בין בזו אסורו, ואירה שהיא מגסו כגרן של תמרו, שאינרו יו לינקי, שמגסו עשו היא גרן של תמרו, שאינרו יו לינקוב עד כאן. So, now this is the Gemara, and that time we went over. So there is the pshat of Rashi, Teisves, the pshat of Rashi and Teisves, and the Rosh and the Tur, and then the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashi. But the Shulchan Aruch, even though, I mean, usually